This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Sometimes a really simple piece of technology can be a game changer in a business negotiation. And even though they can't control a lot about their work environment, cherry and apple pickers in Washington State are shaking up the labor market there and changing salary negotiations with the use of cell phones. From Washington's Yakima Valley, Rowan Moore Garrity brings this report.
Eduardo Cruz says there's a big range in what you get paid to pick apples.
This year, I picked Honeycrisp for $42 a bin. At other farms, they paid $35 a bin, or $30.
Farm workers have always gotten together to trade tips. Still, they often had to drive out to far-flung orchards to find out who was hiring and what they were paying. Nowadays, most of these conversations take place via cell phone.
I've got a lot of friends, and we talk.
You ask a few questions about the job, get the foreman's number, and if it seems promising, make the trip out to the orchard. Cell phones have reduced the transaction costs of looking for farm work. And that's made the workforce more willing to move around, says grower Charlie De La Chapelle.
And that's a good thing, because if, in fact, we are short of people and we have a good price, they call their buddies and they bring them.
Here's the flip side.
You don't know who's going to show up tomorrow.
On Chappelle's farm, workers picking Fujis have to sort the fruit as they go, which can hurt their pay. Orchard manager Art Thompson is worried his crew might start looking elsewhere.
We got a pretty steady crew, but believe me, if I let them keep making this wage all day, the cell phones will start being picked up.
So employers have to be ready to adjust wages. It's basic economics. Free-flowing information leads to a freer market. Researchers have made similar observations about cell phones across the developing world. Agricultural economist Philip Martin recalls one study of fishermen in southern India.
If you're out in your little boat and you've got a bunch of fish, you have more power to know which port to take them to by calling the various fish brokers and saying, what are you paying?
And for low-wage workers without much clout, cell phones have brought a bit of leverage. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.